Buenos días y bienvenidos a esta segunda Feria Internacional del Turismo que se desarrollará desde hoy hasta el próximo jueves en el Palacio de Ferias y Congresos de Torremolinos. Durante estos días, más de 50 ponentes se encargarán de presentarnos los atractivos turísticos de todo el mundo. Es para mí un gran placer comenzar esta jornada inaugural presentando al señor Mabel Encube, representante de la Embajada de Zimbabue para la promoción del turismo de su país en España. Muchas gracias por estar hoy con nosotros. Estamos muy felices de contar por primera vez en esta feria con la participación de su país, cuyo stand encontrarán dentro del espacio de más de 100 metros cuadrados dedicados a los países africanos. Sin más dilación, le cedo la palabra al señor Encube.
Thank you very much for inviting me here today. It is my pleasure to see that you will all have the chance to meet the culture of my country as one of the participating exhibitors of this year. In today's brief talk, I will try to answer a question that many travelers ask when they are planning a trip to my country. When is the best time to go to Zimbabwe? It is totally normal to feel unsure of the best time to visit, as it depends on many factors, such as why are you traveling and the area you want to visit. In fact, best time to go varies from person to person. So I will go month by month and will try to explain what you can expect from the weather during each of them. Firstly, December, January, February, and March are the wettest months of the year in Zimbabwe. Weather is becoming more and more unpredictable. But normally, the further north you are, the earlier the rains start and the later they finish. Keep in mind too that you can expect rain in any area of the country, but it is especially rainier in the higher eastern areas. Later, by April and May, most of the rain is gone, and I would say this is one of the finest periods to visit Zimbabwe. Why? Well, days are warm, the evenings cool down, especially in more southerly and higher locations. Also, the flowering trees are abundant with colors that are almost fluorescent. So I'm pretty sure you'll love the landscape during these months. I don't think I've mentioned before, but remember that the seasons in the Northern Hemisphere are the opposite to those in the Southern Hemisphere. That means that if you come to Zimbabwe in June, July, or August, be sure to pack some winter clothes, as they are the coldest months of the year. It is not so cold though. The average temperatures range from 19 degrees Celsius to about 25 degrees Celsius in the daytime. In September, and especially in October, the temperatures rise once again. If you want to visit one of our national parks, it will be very hot and dry during these months. However, visitors are often rewarded by fantastic sightings, as Zimbabwe's amazing wildlife concentrates around the limited water sources. I assure you, it's worth a visit. Last but not least, November is unpredictable. It can be warm and dry, but it can also start raining. So I'd say it's a very interesting month if you're planning a trip, as on successive days, you can see both weather patterns. You just need to be lucky. Whatever the reason you visit Zimbabwe, I'm sure you won't be let down by its extraordinary landscapes, quiet national parks, and diverse wildlife. Thank you very much for your attention. I remain at your complete disposal for any questions or doubts you may have after this talk. Also, I will be very pleased to welcome all guests at any time today. You can find me at stand number 3.
Muchas gracias por su interesante ponencia, señor Encube, y qué ganas de poder viajar a su país tan pronto como podamos. Sentimos que justo haya visitado la Costa del Sol en plena ola de calor y con nuestro temido viento de Terral. La buena noticia es que durante toda la semana nuestros participantes podrán disfrutar de precios y ofertas especiales en los chiringuitos y heladerías de toda la zona. ¿Qué mejor para tomarse algo refrescante? En el stand de la entrada pueden recoger el folleto y el mapa con los establecimientos participantes. Además, nuestro personal estará encantado de ayudarles y de ofrecerles todo tipo de recomendaciones para que disfruten al máximo de estos días. Muchas gracias por su atención y nos vemos esta tarde en el taller de cocina latinoamericana.